starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. With summer quickly approaching, now is the perfect time to get set up and ready to see private clients. If you're a school-based clinician, you've almost made it through another year. And whether you're looking to supplement your income this summer or get your private practice going so that you don't have to go back in the fall, now is the time to start getting those ducks in a row. And if you're a clinician that doesn't have summers off, well, that was me too. But I still found a way to start with my private clients over the summer too. In this episode, we're going to talk about why now is the perfect time to get started. So if you want to see private clients this summer, this episode was created for you, so stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. Hi there, Jenna here. Now, I'm not sure where you live, but I live right outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and there are signs of spring everywhere. It's still a little chilly for those of us living in the Northeast, but there are buds on the trees, baby bunnies all over my neighborhood, and springtime flowers popping up everywhere. Spring is a time of new birth and renewal and preparing for the next season of life. This is a season where a lot of SLPs and OTs start making plans to see private clients for several reasons, which I'll share shortly. Before you start working with private clients, even just a few on the side, there are certain ducks that you need to get in a row in order to protect yourself legally, financially, and professionally. Private practices are legitimate businesses and aren't to be taken lightly. This isn't the under-the-table babysitting job that you did as a teenager. Private practices are legit businesses, and there are specific steps that you have to take in order to make sure that you have a solid legal foundation in place. In the Start Your Private Practice program, I walk my students through 10 essential steps that you have to do to get yourself set up as a legitimate business. Now, some of the steps take 5 minutes, and others take a week or more because you have to wait for approval for something. An example of this is getting a business license, which you get through your city or town. So if you want to start seeing private clients this summer, now is the time to complete each of these steps so that you have plenty of time to make sure that you are ready when that first private client comes along. In the Start Your Private Practice private Facebook group, I recently asked the question, who got set up to see clients last spring and then saw clients all last summer? And how did it go for you? Here are three amazing quotes from my students. Jenny said, I started in May of last year with the goal of having 10 sessions per week by the end of summer. I exceeded that goal and have continued growing. Lisa said, I went from around 4 clients in March to nearly full-time by June. And by full-time, I mean working half days on Thursdays and Fridays. And lastly, Amy said, I had about 4 to 5 clients over the summer, two that I had to stop seeing due to a conflict of interest in my district. Then I went on to gain 4 steady clients all school year on top of my job, and I'm planning to quit the schools this June. I always share quotes and case studies from my students as proof of what's possible. And I'm so excited to see our students flourishing in private practice, and I know that you can too. Now, there are lots of reasons why SLPs and OTs decide to work with private clients. If you're a longtime listener, you know about my favorite F words: freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, financial independence, family, and fun. For some clinicians, it's one of those in particular, but for more people, it's a combination of many of them. People are motivated by different things, and I'm wondering why you want to work with private clients. Maybe it's for the extra income for your family, which can help you offset inflation, pay off debt, or build savings. Maybe it's the ability to work with ideal populations that you can't see at your current setting. Or maybe it's the ability to earn more money in less time so that you can have the flexible schedule that you need for yourself and your family. No matter what's motivating you to start, if you want to see private clients this summer, now is the time to take action, and here are a few reasons why. Number one, if you have summers off or have a reduced workload in the summer, it's the perfect time to test the private practice waters. Maybe this means that you see private clients instead of working the summer program or doing per diem at the skilled nursing facility. Now, I do want you to use extra downtime to relax, but I also want you to use some of that downtime to explore building an entirely new life for yourself so that you can have more downtime later. Number two, summer is a great time to see private clients and earn some extra income for your family. If earning extra money is your goal, I encourage you to sit down and do the math. Pick a financial goal, such as a Disney vacation, daycare costs, student loan payments, or your mortgage, and figure out how many clients, at what rate, you would need to see to cover or help cover that cost. I think you'll be surprised by how quickly private sessions add up. And if you're seeing private clients in their environment or community locations, you can keep your expenses really low. Number three, there are kids and adults looking for summer services, and you can fill that void for them. Families are looking for summer services so that they can prepare their children for the upcoming school year. So you see those kids. Then when the fall comes around, you can either keep those clients or not, depending on your schedule and their needs. And yes, there are people in the Start Your Private Practice program who offer summer-only services. They communicate the start and end date to the clients so that it is very clear from the beginning. Summer is also a great time to get out of the building and see other people. I was always a hospital-based SLP, so I never had summers off. But with longer days and more sunlight lingering into the early evening, seeing private clients after work felt like I was still doing it during the daytime, which was literally a breath of fresh air after being in the stale, hot building all day. And lastly, number five, some folks use summer as go time, meaning that they start getting those ducks in a row in the spring and build their caseload to capacity over the summer so that they don't have to go back in the fall. If that sounds like a dream come true, know that it is entirely possible and something that many of my students, including Lisa, who I mentioned, have been able to successfully do. Summer is the perfect time to dip your toe into the private practice waters in between busy seasons. But remember, I don't teach people how to leap or jump into private practice. I teach people in my programs how to dip their toes in and slowly build their private practice before going all in. And while starting your private practice this summer can be a little bit more casual, it's still a legitimate business and needs to be treated as such. Getting your ducks in a row isn't just about getting organized. It's about minimizing your legal, personal, and financial risks, which is why I don't recommend guessing or Googling your way through private practice. So we talked about why now is the best time to get set up and ready for summer. And you heard from some clinicians in my program who used this time to dip their toes in and get their private practice started. If you want help with this, let's talk. Send me a DM on Instagram with the word start. I'm @independentclinician. and let's chat about you, your situation, and your goals, and let's see if we can support you in the Start Your Private Practice program. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful spring and a fruitful summer. See you next week on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Till then. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.